From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting an effort at unity in Libya. Representatives of Libya's rival factions have agreed to create a national unity government following months of UN-mediated efforts to end years of fighting and chaos since the overthrow of strongman Muammar Gaddafi. The announcement in Tunis Tuesday was welcomed by U.S. spokesman John Kirby.
This is a significant step forward on the path towards Libya's peace and stability. We urge all Libyans to continue moving forward with the implementation of the Libyan political agreement. We note that the agreement calls on the Libyan House of Representatives to convene and endorse the Government of National Accord within 10 days. We encourage the House to proceed without delay.
There was no immediate reaction from the country's rival legislatures, the internationally recognized government that operates out of Tobruk in the east and an Islamist-backed government in the capital, Tripoli. If they agree to back it, Fayez Sarraj, a lawmaker in the Eastern Parliament, would be set to become prime minister. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister has refused to rule out obtaining a nuclear weapon if arch-rival Iran becomes a regional threat. In an interview with Reuters Tuesday, he was asked, Adel Al-Jubeir, whether Saudi Arabia would try to get the bomb if Iran obtained it.
I don't think it would be logical to expect us to discuss any such issue in public. But what I can tell you is that there are two things that we don't negotiate over in Saudi Arabia, our faith and our security. We will do whatever we need to do in order to protect our people and our nation.
Tensions between Saudi Arabia and Shia-majority Iran escalated early this month after the Saudis executed a Shia cleric accused of supporting terrorism. Furious Iranians attacked the Saudi embassy in Tehran. This is VOA News. Former U.S. Marine Amir Hekmati says he feels extremely fortunate to be free following his release from an Iranian jail as part of a prisoner swap between Tehran and the United States. He said he hopes to speak out more fully about his experiences.
I hope to give more details in the future. This is all still surreal, and we're just soaking it all in right now. There is a lot that I have to say about the experience and what happened, and I hope to bring that to the American people and the world.
Hekmati, an Iranian-American, was arrested in 2011 on spying charges while visiting his grandmother. He was freed Sunday along with four other Americans. Iran also agreed to try to determine the fate of Robert Levinson, a former federal law enforcement agent who disappeared in Iran in 2007. White House spokesman Josh Earnest suggested Tuesday that Levinson may no longer be in Iran.
That's why we continue to press for information about his whereabouts. And we're going to continue to do that. And we've secured a commitment from the Iranians to use the channel that has now been opened to secure the release of those individuals that we know were being held by Iran unjustly. To use those same channels to try to gather information about Mr. Levinson's possible whereabouts.
Ernest said there was some publicity in the last couple of years indicating that whoever may be holding Levinson put out a so-called proof of evidence, proof of life evidence, but he said he has no updated assessment of that. Kenya's President Uhuru Kenyatta has vowed that al-Shabaab militants will pay a heavy price for last Friday's attack that reportedly killed dozens of Kenyan soldiers serving in southern Somalia. Speaking at a nationwide broadcast Tuesday, Mr. Kenyatta said Kenya is unbowed. The bodies of four soldiers killed in Friday's attack arrived back in Nairobi Monday. Al-Shabaab says it killed up to 100 Kenyans in its attack on an African Union base. The Islamic State group Tuesday publicly acknowledged for the first time the death of the mass militant members seen on numerous execution videos referred to as Jihadi John. The site intelligence group, which monitors terrorist activity, said the IS group published a eulogizing profile in its English language magazine. Jihadi John is believed to have been killed in a U.S. drone strike in Syria in November. Colombian peace negotiators and FARC rebels asked the UN Tuesday to monitor and verify peace between the two sides. They requested an unarmed observer mission for 1 year to make sure the rebels lay down their weapons and serve as mediators in disputes. Colombia and the leftist rebels have given themselves a March 23 deadline to sign a final peace deal to end a half century of guerrilla war. And the International Labor Organization says global unemployment will fall to 5.7 next year. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.